భగవద్గీత 1.36 పాపమేవాశ్రయేదస్మాన్ హద్వైతానాతతాయినః తస్మాన్నారా వయం హంతుం ధార్తరాష్ట్రాన్ స బాంధవాన్ సుజనం హి కథం హత్వా సుఖినః శ్యామ మాధవ. హియర్ అర్జున ఇస్ కంటిన్యూయింగ్ హిస్ రీజన్ డిస్క్రిప్షన్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ రీజన్స్ వై హీ డజంట్ వాంట్ టు ఫైట్. So till now he's described that ka priti syat, what will be the pleasure if our relatives are killed? And now he is actually describing what to speak of pleasure, actually there will be suffering. So suffering will come as a reaction, karmic reaction to the sin of killing one's relatives. That is what he will describe in this verse. So, papam evashrayed asman. Oh, papam, same, evashrayed. So, actually, it will come upon us. Ashray refers to shelter. So, actually, papa cannot offer shelter. When we come under it, it actually crushes us. Asman, us, hatvaitan atatainaha. Now Arjuna is here revealing his knowledge of the scripture and the codes of Kshatriya when he says that Atataina. So Atatai, those whose bow is stretched. That means those who are above. When is the bow stretched? When a person has placed an arrow and is about to shoot the arrow. So that means the person is in aggressive mood and is going to attack. Immediately. So, atatainaha, those who are aggressors. Such aggressors, if somebody comes to, say, kill one, or to plunder one's property, or to abduct one's wife, or to set fire to one's house, so all such aggressors are actually considered to be killable. If somebody gives poison, if somebody takes away one's wealth, like that, so, then such aggressors, in self-defense, one can kill them also. That is what is required. And one doesn't get any karmic reactions for that. Now, while this fact is true, Arjuna knows it. He says that, actually, again, the considerations are not so simple here. Tasman narha vayam hantum. So, he says, although they are aggressors, and normally in killing aggressions, there is no papa. But in this case, I don't think we should kill them. Narha, it is not proper for us. It does not befit us to kill them. Dhartarashtran sabandhavan. Because the sons of Dhartarashtra and his relatives, sabandhavan, he is with his relatives. Swajanam hi katham hatva. Because they are all Swajana. So Sabandhavan, it can refer to Duryodhana's, Dhritarashtra's friends, our friends. Because the two circles often intersected. So he says, Swajanam hi katham hatva. So, if we kill our relatives, katham, how can we kill them? And if we kill them, sukhina syam madhava, what happiness can we possibly get? How will we be happy? Madhava, O Lord Madhava, he is saying. So, here, Arjuna is referring to Krishna by the name Madhava, thereby indicating that he is calling upon Krishna. O Lord Madhava, how can we fight against them? You are the Madhava, the word refers to one who is the Lord of the Goddess of Fortune. So, you are meant to bring good fortune to everyone. And yet, how can you recommend a course of action which will lead to misfortune? Now, of course, we could say that actually Krishna has not explicitly recommended a course of action till now. But it's understood that till now Krishna and Arjuna were both on the same wavelength and both of them were ready to fight. And it was for fighting itself that Arjuna had requested Krishna to become his charioteer and Krishna had consented. So, although Krishna in the context of the Gita has not explicitly instructed Arjuna to fight till now, Arjuna knows that is the default position which both of them had, and now Arjuna has changed his position and he is trying to say, Krishna, how can you hold on to your position? How can we gain any pleasure? Sujanam hi katham hatva sukhina syama madhava. What happiness will be there? What fortune will be there, O Lord of the Goddess of Fortune? Actually, there will be misfortune, papam. Why? Because there are aggressors who deserve to be killed, but relatives deserve to be protected. Now, it is not just in a nepotistic sense where the relatives are culpable, but a person, because of affection to one's relatives, decides to misuse one's power and let the culpable go scot-free. That is not what Arjuna is thinking over here. Arjuna is thinking not in nepotistic terms, but in dharmic terms. He is thinking that killing one's relatives, killing anyone, is not good in fact. But killing one's relatives is especially bad. Because in this world, there are different kinds of relationships, but blood relationships are often intimate. And the family and the extended family often become a support system, a vital support system for the individual when the individual is trying to live in the world and battle against the world's many threats and discouragements. So, whereas the family and the extended family is meant to provide support and shelter, if instead the family starts becoming the aggressor, starts becoming the attacker, then that is considered definitely wrong. So, one who is a defender, who is supposed to be defending one from attackers, if that person becomes an attacker, it's almost like betrayal, traitory. So, actually, of course, it is the Kauravas who have done such betrayal first. It is the Kauravas who have been traitors towards the Pandavas first. And Arjuna will talk about that consideration, which is a logical question that comes up next. He will talk about it in the next verses. But the important point is that normally family members are the people to whom we have affection to and whom we are duty bound to protect, not at the expense of social justice. But if it requires some cost for us individually, we should be ready to bear it. So Arjuna is saying over here that actually, if we fail in our duty to protect our loved ones, our relatives, swajanam, our people, then we will be failing in our duty. And worse still, if leave alone protecting our swajana, our relatives, if instead we attack them and we kill them, then that will be not just a failure of duty, it will be actually a perversion of duty. And how can that be tolerated? So, Arjuna is giving here forceful reasoning, and the problem with that reasoning is that he is operating under a limited conception where he is caught amidst duty to family and his duty as a kshatriya and is unable to resolve the dilemma. And that dilemma will be resolved by Krishna by the revelation of even more fundamental identity, an identity of a soul, a servant of Krishna. And that identity will resolve Arjuna's conflict between Kula Dharma and Kshatriya Dharma and will enable Arjuna to choose the best course of action. And that choice will be revealed in the subsequent verses of the Gita and the wisdom that those verses reveal. Thank you.